We are here on KSOM, and we're talking high school baseball tonight. On this Tuesday night, the Tri-Center Trojans will take on AHSTW with the first pitch at 7:30. We'll have coverage on KSOM. Talking now with the head coach for the Tri-Center baseball team, Max Koziel. And, Coach, how do you feel about your team coming into tonight's matchup against the Vikings?
Things are starting to come together for us a little bit. It's, beginning of the year, you're just trying to fill things out, and it's been a little bit different this year because we had a lot of athletes that played one or two sports at least in the spring, so we didn't get a lot of practice time in. So, but the kids are starting to come together and gel a little bit, and so that's encouraging. So I know the kids are looking forward to playing tonight, and it should be fun.
Well, you had a big win over Trainer on Monday night. It was scoreless until the fourth inning when you broke out with a 7-run fourth inning, and then eventually won 8-1. So it was a little bit of a contrast in games in the middle of that. What has really stood out there with your offense here lately? Because it just erupted last night in the fourth against the Cardinals.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a thing that we've been, you know, the kids have talked about it more than I guess the coaches have. It's something we've been working on a little bit, is getting the hits when, you know, important times. And we kind of struggled with that last year. We get ourselves in good situations, get guys in scoring position, and ready to have a big inning, and then we wouldn't come through with a big hit. Well, last night it happened, so that was good to see. Aiden Goldmatt got a really good big hit for us with two outs and really got us going, because most of our runs we scored there were two outs. We had bases loaded with no outs and had a couple guys just didn't get the ball in play, and then he came up with two outs and kind of bailed us out. Once he got it going, that's kind of how baseball goes. One guy gets it going, and then everybody kind of jumps on, and that was neat to see. They were pretty excited about that to break through and get that offense going.
Yeah, I mean, you've had you have a good core group that is hitting for you. I mean, guys like Carter Kunze batting .429, and Kai Sonderlund, a sophomore, is hitting .385. Same thing with Lincoln Thomas, a senior, .385, and Braden Myers hitting .375 for you. I mean, what do you make of these guys that have been producing all season for you?
Yeah, you know, Carter and Lincoln are seniors, and, you know, they've done this, you know, that's kind of what seniors need to do. They really stepped up and had some really, really good plate appearances, and especially late, they just keep getting better. And, you know, that's, like I said, that's what we need from our seniors. They've been really good leaders for us, and just keep getting better. They really want to, you know, they're really taking it as, you know, as seniors, they're really taking it as really trying to figure out what we're going to be up against during, you know, coming before the game. They want to, you know, they're asking coaches what they're going to see, and then really do a good job of communicating with each other as far as making adjustments during the game and helping their teammates out, telling them what they're seeing. You know, it's really beneficial to the team to have that. You know, Kai and Braden, they both played early in the year, and we had a bunch of guys gone, and they kind of just sub in wherever we need them, and great role models and role players for us. And you know, then they come up to bat and give you quality at bats. That really helps a lot too.
And then what do you make of guys, young players that maybe are at the bottom of your lineup? I mean, you mentioned Goldknapp. I mean, he's played in every game for you. He's only hitting .174. But for him to come through, if you're getting production from guys like that, you know, that goes a long way to success of the team.
Yeah, Aiden's a really good baseball player. And he does some really, really good things in the field. He's smart. And it just takes a little bit of time. Sometimes with guys, you need to give them some at-bats, and they need to get, you know, 25, even 50 at bats before they really get going. He's hit really well in practice. And, you know, sometimes the high school kids, you know, it's a short season, they press a little bit, but we've seen some good things from him and some other guys that we know they're going to start hitting. You know, they're putting the ball in play and making solid contact. It just hasn't, you know, found a hole. And last night he hit it really hard, you know, right back up the middle. And, you know, that's what he's really good at, is hitting line drives and driving the ball right back up the middle. So they kind of did what he does well. And so, yeah, we're hoping kick starts him and he'll get some more quality bats like that.
Pitching-wise, you've relied heavily on Cale Witt with five starts. And then You've had four other guys that started, so you obviously believe heavily in what Cale can do. Talk about what he has accomplished so far this year. What would you say is his best attributes as your kind of ace starting pitcher?
Yeah, Cale, he's a competitor, and that's what we get out of him when we put him on the mound. You know he's going to compete. He knows baseball really well. He's got a good fastball, but he really likes to change speeds and mix things up. We're pretty confident when he's on the mound, and you know he's our starting shortstop, and you know sometimes you take your shortstop out of there, and it kind of hurts the defense a little bit. Got to move guys around, but we've had a kid, Brody Widener, that's just been phenomenal for us. Every time that Cale's pitched, he's played shortstop. And he had a phenomenal game last night. He made some really, really good plays. Had the first play of the game that was just a high-level play that started off the game. And when something like that happens, it gets the kids really fired up. And then he comes back and makes probably four or five other really, really good plays and took away some hits from Chandler. And you know, that just elevates everybody when he does that. And it also gives coaches enough confidence that, you know, we're going to bring Coonsie into pitch. He's been pitching really well for us. We don't have to put Cale at shortstop. He plays center field really well, and we put him out at center field. So that gives us some really good options to work with Brody playing really well at the shortstop position. And it gives Cale confidence, too, when he's pitching, that he doesn't have to strike everybody out. He's got a good defense behind him. And just he gets some weak contact, and the guys will make the plays that need to be made.
Yeah. How do you feel about your pitching depth after Cale?
You know, we do have some really good pitchers in there. Like I said, Carter Coons, he's really stepped up and pitched well. I didn't think he was going to have to pitch a lot this year, but we've had a couple guys just working out some, you know, soreness in their arms. You know, Cale Korn came in and pitched a great game for us. We're kind of in trouble with our pitching at Audubon earlier this year, and he came on and threw, you know, 6.5-7 innings and just really, really did well. And he'll be pitching again this week. And he's been a really, really good pitcher. When he's healthy, he's about as good as we get. So, and then Lincoln Thomas, he was our ace last year. And he's a guy that's, you know, working through a little bit of soreness. He says he's pretty much ready to go again this week. So we'll get him back. So that's pretty positive. We can have those two guys strong because they're really, really good pitchers. When they're healthy, they're pretty much shut down guys. So we're pretty happy about that. And hopefully it comes true that they're ready to go.
So you got a big game, obviously, with AHSTW tonight in Avoca. And then after that, you're off on Wednesday. Then Riverside and Loma, a back-to-back game. So this is what do you make just of this week overall?
Yeah, you know, you get this stretch here where we have a couple of weeks. We have a lot of games. But we're feeling pretty confident with our pitching. You know, the guys seem to be rested and ready to go, and that makes you feel good. But anytime we're playing anybody, you know, play Avoca, at Avoca, it's tough. And Riverside will come back, and they'll be ready to go on Thursday. And then, you know, Logan got us earlier in the year, so our kids they'll be ready to play. And they're pretty excited right now. They are. They've really been, you know, itching and wanting to get kind of into these, you know, where you got a bunch of games back-to-back, and that kind of really helps you out offensively hitting. Get a bunch of bats and see a bunch of pitches. So we're pretty optimistic about it and just excited for the opportunity to get to play some games.
Well, a 7:30 first pitch tonight against the Vikings. We'll have all the action on KSOM. Coach, really appreciate your time, and we'll see you tonight in Avoca. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for your coverage, you guys.
Max Kazeel, head coach for Tri-Center Baseball, with us here on KSOM.